Well, I mean, you know, Fermanagh's a decent team. They're a team that's working hard this last couple of years. Pete McGrath has them in great shape. They've great belief in themselves. So we played them in Division 1 or 2 of the league last year in Brewster Park, and it was a draw game. So we didn't expect anything different from them today. Then it would be very competitive. I think at one time in the game we had a decent lead and probably didn't hold on to it well enough. We messed up a few attacks when we had maybe a 5 or 6 point lead, and I think one or two more points would have left it a much more comfortable game for us. But we didn't get them scores, and Fermanagh didn't give up by any means. They fought to the bitter end, and you know, they were good value for how competitive they made the game. And you know, any of those balls going into the square at the end had been knocked into the net, then it would have been a very different outcome.
Were you disappointed the way that we not coughed up possessions, but some of the decision making in the latter part of the game? Again, players were tired and so on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's three games in a week for a lot of these players, and you have to factor that in as well. And you know, the conditions, you might look nice from the outside there, but when you're going through that for 70 minutes three times a week, it certainly takes it out of you. So it's good preparation in terms of stamina training and ball handling skills. And that was the most competitive game we've had, I suppose, since the first day against Cavan, and I think that'll only stand to us as we go into this final and Roscommon a week after that. So it's about actually being ready for the league ultimately, and you know, to get the fifth game is something we always target. Can we get five games of the McKenna Cup? And we have achieved that now, so I suppose there's a bit of silverware at the end of that line, and you kind of like to get that if you can too.
And considering the start we made against Cavan, we weren't particularly convincing. Today you're up against neighbours who always lift their game. You know, it's always competitive, and yep. Fermanagh last year showed just how competitive.
Well, that's it. I think no matter what the situation is, or no matter what division each of us are in, Fermanagh and Tyrone games are always derby games, and you know, they're always close encounters most of the time. Occasionally there would have been a few points in it here and there back in the year, but most of the times that Fermanagh and Tyrone play each other, it's very competitive. And you know, I'm just glad that we had enough scores to keep ourselves ahead at the end there, because as the game wore on, they were picking off a point at a time and closing the gap to make it dangerous. I think we probably should have been better in our ball management, or our game management if you like, at the time when we had the bigger lead, and maybe been more protective of it than we were.
Now, looking ahead to next week against Derry, we've played them, it seems to be, it's a yearly thing now with Derry. We have them in the Kennel Cup final. We've had a couple of really, really good games with them in the McKenna Cup, a couple of really good finals as well, and it's the old neighbours from the Spearns. And again, in terms of preparation for the league, you couldn't ask for better.
Well, we're at our own situated in Ulster, it's very hard to avoid neighbours. We have them nearly everywhere. So, man, it's another derby game. Depends what side of the county you live in, how derby and effect is going to be on you and your supporters. But, yeah, it's going to be competitive again. And Derry, I suppose, have come from a place when there was lots of talk about players leaving them, and that there was a lot of discontent and turmoil and all this here. Well, there doesn't seem to be much of that going on at the minute. Damien Barton has seemed to have got a bunch of players who want to play for Derry, and they're stating that clearly in the paper, and they're playing for the jersey too, and I think it's going to make for a very competitive final.
And there's plenty of boys with game time today. Even with the injuries, you seem to have a good depth at the minute that you're going into the final and into the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting the college players back was a big bonus. We were pretty well thin on the ground without that, but now that they're back, it gives you more options, of course, and a few men, I suppose, returning from some degree of long-term injury. That's all helpful as well. But no, people need game time who haven't been getting it. The boys who have been getting a lot of it maybe need a rest for a while. So it's a bit of a mix and match at this stage, and we'll see what we can come up with for next week.
A fortnight to the league, Mickey, how difficult is it just to keep the minds fresh and ready for that in the midst of the McKenna Cup final as well?
Well, the alternative is to be sitting kicking your heels doing training for 3 or 4 weeks, and that, you know, people will argue which is the best way to prepare. I always believe football is the best way to prepare. The whole talk would be that players prefer playing games than training, and I can see why that's the case, because it's more interesting and more exciting to play games. So I think the more games we get in January, even though it takes a bit of a toll, I think it's still the best way forward, and I'd always be in favour of that way of doing things. No, people can't say what it'll mean. What it means is that somebody's going to win a cup next week and somebody's not, and that's all we're after at this stage. I don't think it is a real serious bearing on the championship, but as I said last year, I'd rather be winning games than losing them, and that doesn't guarantee that you'll win the most important one, but I still think it's good to have it in your head that you can win games against your opponents, whatever the competition. So we'll be going out to win the game, and we'll not be sort of holding back thinking this is anything to do with the championship. The championship will stand on its own, and by the time that comes around, there'll probably be a very different complexion in both of our teams in terms of what we've done at that time. Mm-hmm.